Chapter 2. 2 weeks gone. 2 weeks wasted. 1 week to reach Ascone, at the extreme borders of which the vigilant warships speared out to meet him in converging numbers. Whatever their detection system was, it worked. And well. They sidled him in slowly, without a signal, maintaining their cold distance, and pointing him harshly towards the central sun of Ascone. Ponyets could have handled them at a pinch. Those ships were holdovers from the dead and gone Galactic Empire. But they were sports cruisers, not warships. And without atomic weapons, they were so many picturesque and impotent ellipsoids. But Askel Gorov was a prisoner in their hands, and Gorov was not a hostage to lose. The Asconians must know that. And then another week. A week to wind a weary way through the clouds of minor officials that formed the buffer between the Grand Master and the outer world. Each little sub-secretary required soothing and conciliation. Each required careful and nauseating milking for the flourishing signature that was the pathway to the next official one higher up. For the first time, Ponyets found his traitor's identification papers useless. Now, at last, the Grand Master was on the other side of the guard-flanked gilded door, and 2 weeks had gone. Gorov was still a prisoner, and Ponyets' cargo rotted useless in the holds of his ship. The Grand Master was a small man. A small man with a balding head and very wrinkled face, whose body seemed weighed down to motionlessness by the huge, glossy fur collar about his neck. His fingers moved on either side, and the line of armed men backed away to form a passage, along which Ponyets strode to the foot of the chair of state. "Don't speak," snapped the Grand Master, and Ponyets' opening lips closed tightly. "That's right." The Asconian ruler relaxed visibly. "I can't endure useless chatter. You cannot threaten, and I won't abide flattery. Nor is there room for injured complaints. I have lost count of the times you wanderers have been warned that your devil's machines are not wanted anywhere in Ascone." "Sir," said Ponyets quietly, "there is no attempt to justify the traitor in question. It is not the policy of traitors to intrude where they are not wanted. But the galaxy is great, and it has happened before that a boundary has been trespassed unwittingly. It was a deplorable mistake.